Hey guys, this is the Milburn Minutes podcast. In order to commemorate the graduation of our seniors from MHS, we conducted a few interviews regarding their experiences at the high school. We hope you enjoy these interviews.
Hello, I'm Jojo Cho, and I'm here with Ethan Cho, and we're asking some questions for all seniors. All right. What is one opportunity you obtained at MHS that you don't think you would have obtained if you went to another high school?
Probably the mill. There's a lot of cool robotic stuff and whatnot. And it's very big. So, yeah, I feel like not many schools have something like that.
Interesting. Share your favorite memory from MHS.
My favorite memory from MHS? Probably the graduation slash random parties and events I went to.
That's cool. Like?
Like a graduation party this Saturday. That was pretty... Or no, it was... Yeah, this Saturday, that was pretty fun.
Alright, that's great to hear. What do you think about the secret room at MHS?
I think that refers to, like, the bomb shelter, right? I think it's pretty tough.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, there's just a bunch of, like, chairs and stuff lying around, and it looks like the back rooms.
Oh, wow. How interesting. That's all from Jonas Cho from the MHS Podcast Club.
So please tell us your name, sir.
My name is Michael Williams Ola. I'm a senior.
Nice to meet you, sir. So for our first question, share us your favorite memory going to Milburn High School these past 4 years.
My favorite memory definitely is being part of the wind ensemble. I've been a percussionist for the wind ensemble for 3 years, and it's always fun to do the spring and the fall concerts.
Got you. I mean, is there any specific concert that was your favorite or a specific year?
I liked the Symphonic Orchestra concert from this year, the spring one. It was my last one. And it was always really fun to do with the chorus and the orchestra.
So what impact do you think you left here?
Definitely like performing arts in general. I feel like I've left a pretty big impact on that. With fall band at the football games and with pit orchestra at the musicals, I feel like I've left a good music legacy.
Especially like as a senior and like wind ensemble, you think like you really impacted some of the underclassmen,
I guess? Yeah, totally. I like to, you know, be a role model to the underclassmen.
Yep. All right, and the final question is, do you think there are aliens in MHS?
Totally. We don't know what's going on. So.
Really? Do you think there's any grade in particular that has the most?
In particular? Ooh, probably the freshmen.
Really? Something about the freshmen?
I'm most suspicious about them.
All right, well, thank you for your time, good sir. And we'll catch you all in the next one.
Thanks for the interview.
All right, please tell us your name.
Nathan Eggie.
All right, so you're a senior, so what would you say is your favorite memory here at MHS?
One of my favorite memories here has been some of the football games with the band and some of the different opportunities we've had through the band. Like, I have my own band doing Rocktoberfest. We played Rocktoberfest. Conducting at the football games has been a lot of fun. I think probably the one favorite memory has been from when we made the state finals for Penn State.
That's good. Good. So what's one opportunity here at Milburn High School that you wouldn't get if you went to a different high school?
Something I never would have gotten, especially to the degree that we have it here at other high schools, is the science research program at Milburn that I was part of for multiple years. It enabled me to do multiple research projects that have been really helpful in showing me what I want to do as a career. And it's also given me the opportunity to present at national and international conferences. The other major thing that's made a big impact on my time here at Milburn has been the band program. Between concert band, jazz band, the different stuff I've done with my own band, and this, and conducting the football band has been, it's definitely something I will miss about Milburn.
All right, and lastly, do you think there are aliens in MHS?
I do not think there are aliens in MHS.
Really?
Maybe it's because I haven't bought into the conspiracy yet.
You're not part of it. Because a lot of the seniors we asked say that the freshman class are full of quite a lot of aliens.
There are definitely some strange figures. There are definitely some...
But overall, you think no?
I think they're just growing into it.
I see. All right, thank you for your time.
you're a thinker. So I'm gonna ask the first two, and then I'll give you the phone, and you can guess.
Okay. I'm ready.
Oh, you're recording already? Yeah, all right, whatever. He'll cut it. Edit it out. So hi, we're with the Milburn Minutes Podcast Club, and we have Michael Sanchez here. Editor, cut that out. And Calvin Smith and Axel Dobich Cortinas. And just to start off, what impact have you left at Milburn High School?
Well, my main impact has been on the cross country and track team, where I participated all 4 years of high school, and senior year I became a captain. I believe I've helped a lot of the members of the team just try to become their best selves, both on and off the track, on the track to become faster, but also off the track to learn good habits that they can use for the rest of their life and become better people with.
Yeah, that's good.
And if you had to pick one memory, what was your favorite memory from the track team or cross country?
Favorite memory? I can't say most of them.
What was your favorite moment? Like,
God, favorite moment. I'm thinking.
Could be like winning a race.
Yeah, okay. My favorite moment was when I won counties. That was a pretty good moment. My biggest accomplishment. Happened sophomore year, so happened a little early, but pretty big moment.
That's good. All right. So these are moving on to like the more unserious questions, I'd say. So firstly, what do you think of the secret room in MHS?
The secret room in MHS? I have not heard about this. Can someone please inform me about what?
I've seen you there.
Oh, yes, of course, the secret room. I love the secret room at MHS.
And yep. What's, like, your favorite thing about it? Like, specific, like, what, like, a chair, maybe, like...
I really like, I'm not sure if you've seen this corner of it, because, you know, the room has a lot of things going on. But they have this little, like, these board games, but some of them, like, you know, the game, like, excuse me, it's kind of like sorry, but it's like the knockoff version of it.
They got the knockouts, all right.
Yeah, the knockoff board games, I like those.
All right, so last question. Do you think any of the life in the courtyard is real? Like squirrels, grass, trees, do you think any of it's real or all just like artificial robots?
I think the bees are real, but I think the rest is fake. But I think those bees have been, no, those things are real. Those things are out for blood.
All right, well, yeah, that concludes the interview, yeah.
Thank you.
That's great. Thank you.
So what's your names, guys?
Yeah, I'm Rohan Dubé. Yeah, Mason Kong, the King Kong over here.
I know that.
Yep. So let's begin. So what is your favorite memory here at MHS?
Yeah, favorite memory, gotta say, senior privilege, going outside, you know, talking with friends, eating in town. It's great.
Yeah, me as well, but also like being out with this guy, cross country, track, launch, and more.
You guys seem to have a really close relationship, huh?
Yeah. Really close. Really close.
That's great.
It's missed
though. Just wait for them to pass.
It's actually quite.
All right. So what is like one opportunity that you had here that if you went to another high school, you wouldn't have had? I guess.
I would say like the debate program here is like crazy. Like the opportunities that they have, the fact that there's space so many debate tournaments and just the resources that are here are crazy. Like the amount of money that's in Milburn is not there in a lot of other schools.
So just a lot of good opportunities in debate. And what about you, sir?
Did you get kicked out of the debate
tournament? Didn't you get kicked out of like track?
And what about you, Mason?
Anyways, I'd say really supportive guidance counselor. My counselor helped me a lot. I think she really helped me towards my success.
He paid like six figures to her.
My school guidance counselor.
All right, and just for our final question, do you believe that there are aliens in MHS?
I mean, of course. Like, just look around you, man. Like, yeah. So many.
Do you think
interviewing us right now? Archon Kidwell.
Really? Looks like crazy. Me? Stuff. Okay. Is there any grade you think that might have aliens among them?
Grade?
Yeah, any grade. 11th grade? Really?
You.
Really? Yeah.
Even the freshmen, like, I feel like the freshmen are just so messed up.
I see.
No, but mostly the juniors, like Archon Kibrian. Oh,
of course. All right. Well, thank you for your time, sir. And you too. And, yeah.
Hi, we're Milburn Minutes from the podcast club at Milburn High School, and today we're here with Alva, and I'm also here with Calvin, and I'm Axel, and we're going to interview here for some questions. Oh, and Ariana's here. So the first question I wanted to ask you is, what impact have you left at MHS?
Well,
personally, I made beautiful artwork in MHS. Specifically, there's one applique embroidery mural in one of the hallways down in the 170s that I have two embroidery pieces left there.
That's great, yeah. And if you want to, can you share your favorite memory from Milburn High School?
My favorite memory would be BOTC. I've competed the last 4 years. Yes, we may have lost a bunch of times, but we all had great spirit. We're great team players. It's been fun. Amazing time. Yes.
All right. And so moving on to, like, the more unserious questions. What do you think about the secret room in MHS?
I think it's actually personally really interesting. You know, it has really cool lighting and, like, cool colors. And, like, I don't know what's on the wall there, but, like, I think it's just, like, green paint just splattered everywhere.
Is there any, specific favorite part of the room you like, or is it just...
I like the big fuzzy chair, the pink one, of course, not the blue one.
All right. That sounds good, yeah. And then... Lastly, do you think the squirrels or really any life in the courtyard are real or just robots?
I think they're robots because there was this one time I was doing something for class. I see this squirrel outside just twerking. And I had to pull down the blinds because I'm like, oh, I'm distracted by a squirrel twerking outside. I had to tell my teacher, like, yeah, I was distracted because the squirrel's twerking. And she laughed, you know, because she's like, why would a squirrel be doing that? But I'm like, they're not real, guys. Why would they do that? A squirrel doesn't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your
time.
Great
answer. Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
So that concludes the interviews. We hope that this podcast was able to capture at least some of the great memories the class of 2025 made. With that being said, this is Milburn Minutes signing off.